Social media companies made over $11 billion in revenue from kids. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 27th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, clean energy advanced this year. Big time. We'll tell you all about that. Apple is back with their two watches, for now anyway. The founder of the Glock Corporation has died, and we'll share that story with you. The five most expensive states in the nation are? We'll share. We've got the Wall Street Report, and yet another online retailer calls it quits. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
That would be Hunter Pease, and thank you, Hunter, for that. We are grateful that you folks are listening to the business news headlines once again today. Want to reach us on social media? We're over on X at IOB_NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business. And yeah, our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, here's a shocking story for you that speaks to reining in social media companies. The Associated Press is reporting that a new study by Harvard has found that social media companies collectively made over $11 billion in revenue from minors. Stay with us on this one because we're going to go in depth. The researchers say the findings show a need for government regulation of social media since the companies that stand to make money from children who use their platforms have failed to meaningfully self-regulate. They note such regulations, as well as greater transparency from tech companies, could help alleviate harms to youth mental health and curtail potentially harmful advertising practices that target children and adolescents. So how did Harvard figure all this out? Well, to come up with a revenue figure, the researchers estimated the number of users under 18 on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, X, and YouTube in 2022, based on population data from the U.S. Census and survey data from Common Sense Media and Pew Research. They then used data from research firm eMarketer, now called Insider Intelligence, and Custodio, a parental control app, to estimate each platform's U.S. ad revenue in 2022 and the time children spent per day on each platform. After that, the researchers said they built a simulation model using the data to estimate how much ad revenue the platforms earn from minors in the United States. Researchers and lawmakers have long focused on the negative effects stemming from social media platforms, whose personality-tailored algorithms can drive children towards excessive use. This year, lawmakers in states like New York and Utah introduced or passed legislation that would curb social media use among kids, citing harms to youth mental health and other concerns. In a 2020 policy paper, the American Academy of Pediatrics said children are, quote, uniquely vulnerable to the persuasive effects of advertising because of immature critical thinking skills and impulse inhibition, end quote. According to the Harvard study, YouTube derived the greatest ad revenue from users 12 and under at $959 million, followed by Instagram at $801 million and Facebook at $137 million. Instagram, meanwhile, derived the greatest ad revenue from users aged 13 to 17 at $4 billion, followed by TikTok at $2 billion and YouTube at $1.2 billion. The researchers also estimate that Snapchat derived the greatest share of its overall 2022 ad revenue from users under 18, that was 41%, followed by TikTok at 35%, and YouTube at 27%, and then Instagram at 16%. Ad revenue from minors. Unbelievable. Clean energy from wind and solar and being stored in a new generation of batteries grew at a breakneck speed in 2023. Even with higher costs for products and labor, energy, clean energy emerged as a clear winner. The AP is reporting that if this trend is amplified, it will help Earth turn away from fossil fuels and prevent severe warming and its effects. Clean energy is now the least expensive, explaining some of the growth. Nations also adopted policies that support renewables, some citing energy security concerns, according to the International Energy Agency. These factors countered high interest rates and persistent challenges in getting materials and components in many places. The IEA projected that more than 440 gigawatts of renewable energy would be added last year, more than the entire installed power capability of Germany and Spain together. For now, Apple can sell two watches that the company pulled from online and in stores. Two higher-end models of the Apple Watch can go on sale again after a federal court temporarily lifted a sales halt ordered by the International Trade Commission over a patent dispute. Apple cut off online sales of the watches in the U.S. last week, just days ahead of the Christmas holiday, to comply with the ITC ruling. The court's action will allow sales of the two Apple Watch models while it considers whether to continue allowing sales while it hears Apple's appeal. Gaston Glock, the Austrian developer of the handgun that bears his name, has died. He was 94. Glock founded the company back in 1963 in Deutsch Wagram near Vienna. It has since expanded around the world, including a U.S. subsidiary founded in 1985. Glock handguns are used by police and some countries' military forces, as well as private customers. The weapon was significantly lighter, cheaper, and more reliable than the models available when it was created. Glock said on its website that its founder not only revolutionized the world of small arms in the 1980s, but also succeeded in establishing the Glock brand as the global leader in the handgun industry. Glock recognized his great opportunity to design an innovative weapon when the Austrian Defense Ministry in the early 1980s invited tenders for a new self-defense pistol with a reduced weight and safe and simple operation, all of that according to the Glock company. The result was the polymer-framed semi-automatic Glock pistol. More than 25,000 were delivered to the Austrian military between 1982 and 1984. Odds are that your local police department uses Glock pistols. Check it out. I know ours does. Guess what? The most expensive state in which to live in the U.S. is not California or New York. Stacker is reporting that the top five most expensive states are New York at number 5, California at number 4, Massachusetts number 3, Washington, D.C. number 2, and Hawaii comes in first. Why? Hawaii is the most expensive state in the nation due to its location. Hawaii cannot produce everything it needs, so it must bring in most goods and services, which significantly adds to costs for everyday goods like even groceries. Hawaii residents also pay more for electricity than other states because utilities use a lot of petroleum to generate electricity. In June of 2022, it cost residents an average of 44.09 cents per kilowatt hour compared to the U.S. average of 15.4 cents. That's according to the Energy Information Administration. Gosh, see what you learn here? It was a grind, but in the end, the three major Wall Street indexes all closed in the green. The Dow gained 111 points on the day to end the session at 37,656, while the Nasdaq added 24 points to close at 15,099, and the S&P 500 picked up 6 points to finish at 47,81. In light trading, the Dow started the day below the flat line, but by 9 o'clock Central Time, it was back up. The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 cut back and forth between losses and gains all day long, but managed to eke out yet another winning day. West Texas Intermediate crude at news time was off by $1.70 at $73.88 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 3.791%, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about an online retailer that's calling it quits. Zulily is ceasing operations. After much anticipation, the Seattle-based company announced on its website that it's choosing to wind down the business by entering into an assignment for the benefit of creditors, rather than declare bankruptcy after facing a tumultuous year. Zulily told customers it would attempt to fill all remaining orders within the next 2 weeks, and those that cannot be filled will be refunded. The company, which was founded back in 2010, specialized in women's and children's apparel and home decor. Zulily's year has been marked by several rounds of layoffs and the departure of CEO Terry Boyle in October after the company was purchased in May by private equity firm Regent. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.